Hi, this is Jacqueline B on What We See, We Think Is Real. I was talking with a client last evening and we were talking about how each experience that we have is created by what we're thinking in that situation rather than the situation itself being real. And one of the questions that he asked me that I thought was a really good question was, well, stuff happens and there are consequences, and surely that's real. So for instance, if you fall over and break your arm, you've got a broken arm. You can't deny that. That's a real thing. So how do you get your head around that? And my response to that, at my level of understanding at the moment, is that for sure, someone has fallen over and broken their arm in the physical world, in the form, that is true. They still have a broken arm. But it's not about denying the broken arm, and it's not about thinking positive things about the broken arm, like what does it teach me, how am I stuck in other areas and so on. But it's about actually whatever thoughts that they have creates their experience of that broken arm. And so the two experiences I can think of, for instance, are opposite ends of each other. Would be a person who, is really upset by the pain, really upset by the inconvenience, really upset by various things about that situation of the broken arm, and has a really bad experience over it, gets depressed, stops doing things, feels prevented, and so on. Whereas there could be somebody else whose experience of the broken arm is, in fact, less traumatic. So that other person's experience of the broken arm is, oh, well, I've got a broken arm. And they may have positive thoughts, and they may have, what's the silver lining of having the broken arm? But their experience is completely different. And that is what I mean when I say that your thoughts are creating your reality. I hope that's helpful, and thank you for your attention.